Joining us now for an ArenaFan.com exclusive is the 2004 Rookie of the Year in the Arena Football League, Adrian McPherson. Adrian, thanks for taking some time for us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I guess first and foremost, AD, it's been a couple years since anyone in the Arena League has heard from you, and we've known about your history of injuries. What's your health status like right now as you prepare for more football in your career?
Right now, I'm feeling good. I mean, working out every day, running every day. This is probably the best I've felt ever. I'm taking care of my body a lot better, eating right. I've changed up my training regimen, so I feel great.
Does it feel like you're 31 years old already in this league? And just how old is that number right now, knowing how many years you spent as a backup quarterback up in Canada?
No, actually, I feel young. I mean, I was in Canada for 6 years. I was backing up, so my body wasn't getting beat up. And I was able to just learn how to become a quarterback. I think for so long, I've always gotten by on athletic ability. And for a while, that worked. And it still works to a certain extent. But, you know, to really elevate your game and take it to that next level, you have to become a quarterback. And be accurate with the football and make great decisions with the football. And I was able to learn in Canada from two great offensive minds and Anthony Cavillo and Mark Trestman, of course. And I think that helped me when I came back and was playing the champ. And I think that showed that I was extremely accurate with the football. I try not to turn the football over. And that's kind of what I pride myself on, just, you know, protecting the football. I feel like when you do that, to give your team a chance to win.
As frustrating as it must have been for you to be a backup in Montreal, you mentioned the name Anthony Calvillo, arguably one of the most decorated quarterbacks, not just in Canadian Football League history, but in football, period, on this continent.
Right.
Talk about your relationship you had with AC and what he did for you in your professional career.
We had a great relationship. We watched film together. He taught me how to break down film because for a while I would just watch film, wouldn't really know what I was looking at. So he was instrumental in just teaching me how, you know, to break down film, how to prepare yourself for a game. And it was great to, you know, sit there and watch a guy like him, because when you look at AC, he's not the biggest guy. He doesn't have the strongest arm. So I would always ask him, AC, how have you played football for this long? And, you know, he just taught me how to take care of my body, how to prepare myself the right way. And I think, you know, that really helped me on top of, you know, my physical ability.
You've obviously had a bunch of stops over your career, a few different stints here in the AFL, a couple different stints in Canada. What keeps you coming back for more football? What keeps you coming back for more football after all of the stops you've made along the way in your career?
I can play the game. I've always stated that. When I was in Canada, I was there, but I wasn't playing. And I continue to play because I can play the game, and I can play the game at a high level. And I tell people all the time, today I'm better than I was 7-8 years ago. Today I'm better than I was last year or 2 years ago in Tampa. And that's what makes me continue to want to play the game, because the fire is still there. And I know for a fact I can play the game at a high level. And when you can do that, and when you love the game of football, you continue to do it until you can't do it anymore.
AD, you've had a history of some odd injuries, we'll say. The injury with the mascot up in Tennessee is something that's been talked about a ton in the national media. But even recently, as this year, you were set to go become one of the quarterbacks for the Calgary Stampeders, but between a sports hernia and a thumb injury, I don't know what the relationship was there, but you never were able to step on the field with the Stamps. Talk about why you entertained going back to Canada, and now why you're back here in the United States.
Because I can play the game, and I think the biggest thing was, you know, I've always stated I'm very, very confident in my abilities. I feel like I can throw the football with anybody. And, you know, going back to Canada, my thumb wasn't, you know, fully healthy. And, you know, I've stated, you know, in the past and now that I don't want to go anywhere if you're not going to give me an opportunity to compete for the starting job. And at that time, with my thumb, I couldn't compete for that job. And it wouldn't have been fair, you know, for the stamps or for myself to go up there not being healthy. So, you know, right now I feel great. I'm excited about any opportunity that may come about. And, you know, like I said, I feel better today than I ever have in my life.
Adrian, you played in the AFL all the way back in 2004. It's tough to believe it was that long ago that you were the Rookie of the Year with the Indiana Firebirds, and then through Grand Rapids and Austin, and then finally, 5 years after leaving Grand Rapids in 2008, you were back in Tampa Bay. You put up the best numbers that you put up in your entire career and did it in basically just 12 games, throwing for a little over 3,000 yards and 59 touchdowns to go with 31 touchdowns on the ground. What's different between Adrian McPherson, the quarterback, and what's different in the Arena Football League from what you experienced the first time around when you were in Indiana, Grand Rapids, and Austin, and then in 13 when you were in Tampa?
I'm a quarterback now. Back then, I just, you know, I was, you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, knew how to get most out of my teammates. I've always been a guy that, you know, took the time to understand teammates, took the time to understand what makes them tick. But back then, I wasn't a quarterback. I didn't break down the game the way that I do now. I wasn't as accurate with the football. The knowledge of the position just wasn't there because I was younger. Whereas now, I have that knowledge. You know, I spend 24 hours a day becoming a better quarterback, and I think that was the difference at Tampa. I knew exactly what defenses were trying to do because I just watched so much film, and I think that showed, and it was, you know, extremely disappointing for me to not be able to finish that season in Tampa because I felt like we had a young team, but everyone had bought into the system. We were playing well. And, you know, I was able to, you know, kind of get that group of guys together, and we all believed in one goal, and we were working towards that goal. So in a sense, I feel like I let that team down when I, you know, got hurt. So that was a sour taste in my mouth for a very long time, and it kind of drove me to get back to training right away and get right back to taking care of my body right away. And, you know, I just truly feel like there's some unfinished business there because, again, you know, none of that matters because I couldn't finish the season. So I want to, you know, put together a great season and kind of pick up where I left off. And again, I feel better now than I did then.
That Tampa team was 7-5 when you got hurt. Just how close were the Storm to legitimately being a championship team in 13?
I think we were close. I think, you know, at the time we were 7-5, we still had some key guys injured. Some guys were coming back off injury. That were helping us early in the season. We were 5-2, 5-3. And unfortunately at that time, it's kind of when I went down. And again, it's tough. You know, I think Randy did a good job when he came in. But, you know, as one coach told me, you know, a quarterback gives a team hope. So those guys believed in me when I was in there, which made it a bit tough on Randy because he hadn't played in that league at all before that point. And guys, you know, kind of took the air out of some of the guys there. And, you know, it was just a tough situation where I went down just at a bad time. And, again, I would be there every day, but it was just tough to watch those guys go out and fight every day and work hard every day, and I wasn't able to do it with them.
In the AFL nowadays, you have guys like Nick Davila, you have Dan Rodabaugh, Tommy Grady, and sort of the household names that we've come to know. And the name Adrian McPherson was just sort of floated around for about half of a season a couple years ago. Just how good are you? Where do you think you fit in and amongst the, we'll call them the elite quarterbacks in the Arena Football League?
I try not to, you know, get involved in that. You know, I think when I played, the numbers kind of spoke for themselves. I feel like, you know, as a young child, my dad always told me, whenever you step on the field, whenever you step on the court, be the best person on the court and let, you know, that take care of itself. So, I think with those guys, they're elite because they've done it for years. They finish seasons, and you know they won championships. And I haven't been able to do that. I haven't been able to, you know, finish a season. So it's definitely motivation, you know. And I will say, again, I can live with people, you know, maybe being better than me physically, but I can never live with someone outworking me. And that's what I pride myself on, and that's what I do every single day. So as far as preparing myself and working hard, I don't think there's a person out there that's going to outwork me, because, you know, I love the game that much. But I think those guys have earned that, you know, that recognition, because they've done it for so long and they continue to do it.
Without mentioning any specific teams, we know that you have interest in coming back to the Arena League for 2015. What would it take to get AD Mack back in this league, and what's your ideal situation to walk into?
I think my ideal situation is just a team that's going to be able to compete right away. As you said, I'm not 21 years old anymore, so I think I would have to go to a situation where, you know, the organization is dedicated to winning. They're going to put the guys in the best situation to win, and they're going to have guys around that just get it. And what I mean by that is just that when they're there, they're there for that one particular reason, to win an arena bowl, and that's it. And, you know, that's the only way that I would play. That's the only way I would come to campus, is to win an arena bowl. That would be my main concern. So I just would want to make sure that that organization is dedicated to that same thing, and just getting guys, good character guys in, good hard-working guys in that are going to come to work day in, day out. And, you know, we're all on that one mission to win an arena bowl.
You were on some really good Montreal teams back in the day when you were with the Alouettes. But what would it mean to be able to claim a championship as a starting quarterback from, you know, beginning of the year to the end of the year?
It means everything. And, you know, my dad and I, we talk about that all the time. I said, I got two rings, but they're not mine. And that's, it's tough. You know, it's tough to, you know, be a part of a team that's that great. I mean, those teams were great. I remember for the rest of my life, the hard work we put in, the dedication. It was just a great team. You know, wasn't the most talented team. There were teams that were more talented than us physically, but we were the best team. And I know what that feels like. Like you said, it wasn't my team. It was the AC's team. And you know, I want to be a part of something like that again, where, you know, I play from start to finish, and that drives me every single day. So I'm just looking forward to another opportunity if it's the right opportunity. And, again, I'm working hard day in, day out right now to achieve that. If we had a game tomorrow, I'd be ready. You know, so, again, that's why the situation means everything to me, because – that's the only reason I'm coming back to play football, is to win the Arena Bowl.
Adrian, there are 13 teams that are out there, and we've all seen the list of all the free agent quarterbacks, and you're nowhere to be found on any of them because you're, I guess, sort of out of sight, out of mind from 2013. What do you have to say to those 13 teams right now who are all potential landing spots for you for this season?
Nothing really. You know, again, I was out of sight, out of mind at 13. Tampa didn't call me. I called Tampa, and I said, hey, I want to play football. And going into camp, they didn't name me the starter. And Tampa didn't name me the starter to the day before the game, which you know, bothered me. But, you know, it's their team, and they do things the way they want to do it. So I think those 13 teams are going to do what's best for them. And I think the one team that if I decide to play, and if – you know, we decide to, if I get picked up by a team, I think that one team will be extremely pleased. So for the other 13 or 12, you know, I wish them the best, and there's no hard feelings. But for that one, I think they'll be extremely impressed with the decision that they made.
Adrian, as a fellow Florida State Seminole as well, you know what, we've heard all of the stories about all of what went on in college, and everyone kept telling me, you're a different guy, you're a different guy, you're a different guy, and I can definitively tell you, and everyone else who's listening to this, you're a much different guy now, and you've turned into a fantastic football player and a fantastic person on and off the field, and I wish you nothing but the best for the 2015 season.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, and again, thanks for having me.